Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. To all of the healers, the light workers, the goddesses, the priestesses, and the sun beings, embodiments of the sun, I just want to say thank you for showing up so bravely and boldly over the past couple weeks. I have seen so many of you, so many of my peers showing up on daily Instagram lives, offering free resources, volunteering your time, taking care of family members, and showing up in such radical ways to support others during this shift. So I just want to say thank you. And I also want to say, take care of yourself. Because what hit me this weekend, after spending pretty much 24/7 this entire month creating content, whether it was my daily Instagram lives that I did every single day, dancing at 1 p.m., giving inspirational talks, going on other people's Instagram lives, you know, creating bonus High Self podcast episodes, creating bonus content, Rose Gold Goddesses, editing my book to support those who lost their jobs, so changing all the copy in my book to be relevant to what's happening now, thinking constantly, how else can I serve? How else can I help? What else do they need? While trying to keep my family healthy and safe with my mom and my brother struggling with the virus, constantly keeping a pulse of what's the latest in the news going down. One too many rabbit holes of different conspiracy theories of, I don't even want to say what they are. None of them made me feel any better. Scrolling through so many people's Instagram stories, everyone with their own completely different opinion on facts that were not actually facts, but always changing. So people just kind of fear vomiting whatever they were feeling and constantly just picking up on it. And then again, continually coming back to the fundamental question of, what can I do about this? What's next? What's next? What I realized in that, just looking at myself from that higher perspective, is we have to make this sustainable. You see, we're in this awakening for the long run. What really hit me is it's not just a matter of a couple of weeks. You know, I'm not saying that this coronavirus is going to last the entire year, but what I am saying is the global awakening that is happening alongside it will. You know, 2020, 2020 vision. Think about numerology. Each year has a vibration and energy to it. So 2020 is the year of higher vision. You know, we were so excited. 2020, it's going to be my year. I'm going to do it. And then 2020 happened. And interestingly enough, we had the death of Kobe Bryant. And COVID is the name for Kobe in Hebrew, interestingly enough. So we had these two kind of catastrophes happening. And it really caused us to see the world in a new way. And we thought we would just have, you know, the new paradigm is just going to be here. I don't have to change a thing. I'm going to stay in my old job with my old friends, my old relationship. Everything's going to be the same, but I'm going to be operating at this higher frequency. Kali Ma, goddess of creation and destruction, was like, no, we have to get rid of all that is not serving you to make space for the new way forward. And not just you, the entire collective. So all old paradigms, systems, belief structures must break. And this won't happen overnight. This is not the next 2 weeks. This will go down in history. Mark my words. This will go down in history as the year that will mark most of the world's spiritual awakening. You know, a lot of us talk about 2012. This is bazillion times more than 2012, because 2012 was subtle. 2012 was, I feel like I'm awakening, but I might not even really know what the word awakening means. I'm just making major shifts in my life. The shifts may have been painful. They may have been extremely transformative, but you didn't necessarily know. You know, there was the talk about the world ending at the end of 2012, but like most people were not actually affected by that. They didn't change their lives because of that. So 2012 was a big transition. You know, we entered the Aquarian era, but 2020 is going to be the year that we look back on and we tell our grandkids, like, after 2020 was finally the year that spirituality became the norm, that the stuff that grandma talks about was no longer considered woo after 2020. It was just like, of course you can heal others with your intention. Duh. It's like how intentions work. So all of the things right now that are like different, like, oh, meditation or past lives or Reiki, et cetera, that's all going to become part of the norm after this year. Because so many people are going to reach points, dark points, that they have no choice but to look deeper within themselves. And each person is on their own journey. So everyone's journey right now is exactly what their soul needed them to experience. So that's why it looks very different for all of us. We don't understand on a cosmic level what our soul signed up for, but we can trust that we're all having the experience that we need to. We're all learning the lessons that we need to. We're having the awakenings that we need to. So we're really just at the beginning of this awakening, and we chose to be a part of this awakening. We are the soul crew, the cleanup crew, essentially, that's here to, you know, clean up the old and bring the new paradigm forward. So what we have to realize is it's not just right now. We have to learn how to pace ourselves. So I realized in this feeling of essential saving the world burnout, you know, saving everyone. Do you have the supplements that you need? And then like so showing up on social media and showing up here and holding space for so many people is this isn't sustainable. We can't go on like this. Like go on Instagram, every single person is live. We can't go on like this because first of all, it's not sustainable for the creator. And second of all, for the consumer, no one wants to watch all these lives. No one wants to constantly be consuming content. Yes, it's so great that we have it. And I think at the beginning, we really needed it. But what is this awakening about? It's about having the sacred pause. And most of us are way too busy scrolling that we have not allowed the sacred pause. So if I've learned one thing from working with energy is when spirit is trying to show you something, you listen. When Mama Gaia is putting us on, essentially, she's grounding us. And I don't mean grounding in a punishing way. I mean, she's physically grounding us. She's asking us to connect to earth, connect to our homes, connect to our wombs, connect to our bodies, connect to our root chakra. She's grounding us. Soon there will be no more airplanes in the sky. Trust me. So she's grounding us and we won't take it. We're like, I want to stay on the internet. I want to stay in a chat room 24/7. Like we're busier than ever before. Like I realized that, oh my God, who's bored here? Because I'm busier than ever before, like constantly doing things. And this is not what this awakening is supposed to be about. You know, we have to enter the dark void to move into the new paradigm. And again, we're so afraid of this dark void. We're so afraid of sitting with ourselves that we distract and we distract and we distract and we distract. Even in the four walls of our own homes, we'll find any way to not be where we are. So right now, we are actually really being asked to sit in sadhana, to sit in stillness, to make this quarantine your vipassana, your silent retreat, your inward time. Yes, you have work. I have work too. Yes, you may have kids. Yes, there are obligations. But are you distracting yourself every moment by constantly scrolling on social media, seeing what everyone's perspective is, catching up with every single person? Like, I feel like most of us are more glued to our phones right now than we ever have been before. And that's not what this awakening is about. And if we don't respect the energy that we're being invited to move into, we're going to essentially face no choice but to listen to it, you know? So that's why a lot of people are talking about, you know, different theories that I don't even want to say. Maybe there won't be internet, maybe there will, who knows? But what I can say is that we have to give up attachment. We have to give up attachment to other people's experiences. We have to give up attachment to keeping life exactly as it was, because it's not going to be. It's going to be so much better. But it's not going to get better if we still try to hold on to everything from the past. We have to enter the dark void. We can't be so afraid of the void. We can't be so afraid of our internal stillness. Because again, the more we try to repress it, the bigger the energy is going to come onto us. So I really invite us to sit with this energy. What is this asking me to do right now? And how have I been, you know, I was in it too. I was like constantly on my phone creating content, this, that, and realizing, no, that's not what I'm being asked to do right now. I'm being also asked to ground, to sit with this, to let the energy move through me without trying to control the situation. So I was really called to share this because I feel like a lot of you listening are those people in your communities, in your families, in your friend groups, in your social media networks, etc. You are the one that's trying to bring everyone up. You are the sun being. You are that vibration of the sun that makes everyone around them smile and happy and uplifts them. And that's why they want more and more and more of you. And that's a beautiful thing. And I'm so grateful that you're sharing. And I want to remind you to take time for yourself. I want to remind you to shine some of that sun back inside of yourself. Because we're in this for the long run. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. So we can't burn ourselves out right now trying to meet the needs of the entire world because they're not going to be met. And in fact, they're going to continue to spiral and unfold as people face deeper and deeper shadows within themselves because they're not letting themselves experience it right now. And that's not ours to hold them back from. You know, one thing I've really learned is you can't mess with other people's karma. If someone is meant to learn a lesson, we must allow them to learn that lesson. A lot of times, we, you know, healers, light workers, sun beings, etc., we try to be the savior. We try to be the Wonder Woman. We try to save people out of their situation. We don't want other people to experience misery. So we're like, what can I do to pull you out of it? Even though maybe they needed to sit in that. Maybe that wasn't yours to pull them out of. Maybe they needed to sit in it long enough to bring themselves out of it. So this is especially hard for us nurture archetypes to understand because we can't deal with the suffering of other people. It hurts us so much that we're like, no, 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 other people are in pain. I need to do whatever I physically can to get them out of pain. This isn't a situation like that. This isn't a broken leg that's going to heal in a couple weeks. This is something so much bigger, the biggest that has ever happened. And I don't know the answer. No one knows the answer. But what I do know is if we burn ourselves out right now, we're not going to be in it for the long run. Yes, there is a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of sadness in the world. But no, it is not yours to feel. Not all of it. You can't. You simply cannot. Because if you do, if you try to feel all the pain and all the sadness and all the suffering in the world, then you don't get off social media and you keep watching doctors crying because they can't hug their sons, guess what? You will be crippled. Your light will be so dim that you're not even going to be able to shine yourself. And then that very identity that you've been holding on to of trying to save everyone else won't be there either. You're going to have to look for another sun being to raise you up. And we don't want to become dependent on other people. We want to realize that we are that radiating sun within ourselves. But we can only do that when we replenish our internal source. So I just wanted to remind you, because I know a lot of you guys are going above and beyond right now to be of service. And I commend you and I thank you and I honor you. And I know it was a natural response of all of us this first month to really show up. And we're a month in. We've got a long road ahead of us. So as your, you know, marathon coach right now, I'm going to tell you, have you been taking care of yourself? Are you putting on a front? Is this rate you're going at sustainable? You know, remaining in fear is not going to help anyone, but also remaining in denial won't help anyone either. It won't help you and it won't help those around you. So I really invite you right now to take a moment to what you really need right now. You know, is it a shaking session? I did shamanic shaking session on my Instagram. If you go on my Instagram at I Am Sahara Rose, you can do the full 30-minute shaking session with me. This entire month in Rose Gold Goddesses is about shaking, working with that type of energy, going super deep into this archetype, Goddess Kali, the shadow work. Do you need a sweaty yoga session? Do you need a cry? Do you want an ecstatic dance? Again, have a lot of those videos on my Instagram. Do you need a romantic comedy, some Jennifer Aniston right now? Do you need a meditation, a different type of meditation? Do you need a painting session? Do you need to just turn off your phone? Do you need to delete Instagram? Do you need a good podcast to listen to? Do you need a bath? Do you need a journaling dive? Do you need a Zoom call with a friend? Do you need to not Zoom call with friends anymore? Do you need a cup of tea? Do you need a walk? Do you need a community? What do you need right now? Because you can only give to the world what you give to yourself. And if we are the firefighters that don't put on our protective gear, we end up burning ourselves in the flames too. And the flames are mighty right now, y'all. They are mighty. If you go out there unprotected, uncentered, ungrounded, you will lose yourself in that fire. So I want to acknowledge you. Truly, I want to acknowledge you for really stepping up. Those of you who stepped up, those of you who, you know, whether it was on social media, whether it was with your family, whether it was with your friends, whether it was with your neighbors, however you stepped up, I want to acknowledge you. I know so many of us, you know, our fight or flights were triggered and a lot of us really rose up. And instead of running away, we're like, how can I be of utmost service right now? And I want you to just give yourself the break that you need and you deserve. That doesn't mean you stop helping people. That doesn't mean you give up. That doesn't mean you're just like, oh, screw it. Everyone's got to learn on their own. No, no, no. That's not what it means at all. What it means is take care of yourself. You still are a fragile being inside of yourself. Even if you are that strong friend, it's okay to have weaknesses too. We aren't going to figure it all out. We're not going to solve this problem overnight. There's no end date to this either. And we have to be okay with that. Like I shared in my last High Self Podcast solo cast 2 episodes ago, we have to be unafraid of the unknown. We have to make friends with it. We have to make friends with the fact that this situation can and will change at any given moment, and we don't know the full scope of what's going on. We have to make friends with that aspect of us. And what that means is dropping the ego, because the ego wants to know what's going on, how much longer, what am I supposed to do about it, how can I get out of it? The ego needs to know these things. It's the work of the mind. It's a calculator. But the soul knows that time truly doesn't exist, that what is happening right now is beyond a beginning and end date, that this virus is, you know, a reflection of something so much deeper. Yes, there is a virus out there. Again, I shared that my own family had it. And it is a representation of essentially, you know, we talk about the ascension flu, right? Ascending from the 3D to the 5D, ascending from this physical, dense world where there is right or wrong and victimhood and it's fear-based and it's never going to get enough toilet paper. That dimension, which I also talked about in my other solo casts on this, that 3D dimension is where most of the world is at right now. Of, oh my God, I'm not going to have enough to survive. Let me stock up. Oh my God, I'm so afraid. My neighbor might have coronavirus. My neighbor might kill me. Oh my God, you know, freaking out all the time. And that can really go into dark thoughts and dark places because it doesn't trust that there is any support from the universe. It truly believes that you're in it by yourself. There's no support out there. You just got to figure this shit out. And Darwinian survival of the fittest. If you don't get enough toilet paper, you won't make it. It's like we're living on the survivor game right now. So that's where the 3D is at. That's where most of the world is at. And what this massive portion of the world gets to do right now, and I think what most of you guys are in the process of doing, is moving into the 5D, moving into the fifth dimension. And the 5D sees that there are no coincidences, only synchronicities. That nothing is happening to us, but rather for us and through us, that we are creatrixes. We created this paradigm that we are living in. That instead of blaming the Chinese or blaming the media or blaming this, blaming that, we look within ourselves. And from this place of realizing that I am the creatrix of my reality, then we realize that when I clean up my internal landscape, the world around me shifts. So instead of trying to change everything in my external world and gain safety and validation from my external world, gain security from my external world, I look for that within myself because I actually know that it's always there. I actually know that protection is a vibration. It's not something that I cling onto. When I can trust that I am protected, then I'm no longer in this fear-based rampage of trying to hold on to everything for, you know, deer's sight, you know? Like, we can trust that I am supported, I will have enough, and everything is unfolding as it needs to. And yes, there is pain and suffering, and my conscious human mind can't make sense of it all. But I can trust that any time in history that there has been a radical change, it has always been for the better. Every time there has been any evolution, we have moved forward in consciousness. So I can trust that right now I am just in that shitty part of the memoir. I'm in that sticky part of the history textbook that the future kids will be reading about, like, wait, what happened in 2020? Huh? Oh, that makes sense because it led to the 2020s. The soaring 20s. You know, the 1920s were the roaring 20s. I say these are the soaring 20s. And right now we are on that trampoline. The lower the trampoline goes down, the higher you can spring up. We are at the rubber band. It's pulling back. It's pulling back. It's pulling back. So we can catapult forward. So we got to trust that there's protection around us. And when we can trust this, it gets rid of some of this innate responsibility that we have to fix everything. You know, this has been a major thing that's come up for me this month of, you know, having family members with it is like, how can I fix them? How can I heal them? How can I stop this? And realizing that that was an archetype that has always existed within me, the Wonder Woman archetype that wants to fix and solve everyone's situation. And that she needs to die. And I mean this with the utmost way because no one can fix or solve or heal everyone. No one can. It's just the ego that's trying to essentially be in denial of truth. Yes, again, we can help, but there are things that are out of our control that all we can do is we can hold our highest vibrational state and let the rest unfold. And a situation like this is one of those. You know, there are a lot of things you can control. You can control a lot in your life. You can control where you live. You can control what you do for work. You can control your partner. You can control your friends. You can control your exercise, your daily habits. So many things you can control. And a global pandemic like this, you can't. So you got to be friends with both sides of yourself. The parts of you that are deliberate and sharp like an arrow, and the parts of you that are in the pulling back and the surrender. So what I realized in myself was I was really good at the parts that I could control and change and make better. But the parts of me that were just like, oh my God, I don't know what's happening here, that was too hard to sit with. So I'm like, how can I fix it? I will send you all the supplements in the world to fix it. And again, it's coming out of love. But we're not truly able to love ourselves when we're living in this fear-based duality, thinking that if we don't solve the problem, then everything is going to crumble down. So I wanted to share this with you because I really have a feeling that a lot of you are feeling the same way. You know, I sent a newsletter, an email newsletter on this topic going more in depth. If you're not on my email newsletter, go over to my website, iamsaharrose.com. I send like a weekly email newsletter with things I don't share on social media, I don't share on the podcast. It's just stream of consciousness letters that I write to you guys. And when I wrote the one about this and the responsibility, I got such a huge response from people being like, yes, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I'm going through. Thank you. So I know it's not just me. I know if you're the type of person that listens to this podcast and is this deep into this specific episode, you are that person who's like trying to get the data and trying to get the information and trying to stay on top of things and trying to keep everyone happy and make sure the kids are okay and make sure your husband's okay and make sure this and make sure that. And I want to acknowledge you. I see you. I honor you. I love that you are so proactive. I love that you so deeply want to heal. I love the love that you have for other people. I love this sense of duty and dharma that you experience right now. And I just want you to know that you are protected just as much as everyone else, and that you don't have to fix this problem single-handedly, and that we're all in this situation together. And there are going to be some days that you can't save the world. And there's going to be some days when there's a fire under your ass and you want to and love and trust both parts of yourself. Because again, this isn't an overnight. This is going to be the theme of this year. Not saying coronavirus, but saying spiritual up levels in different ways. So we get to be those guides for so many people during this ascension process, and we can only do it when we are giving from a filled cup. So take that time for yourself, you know? Maybe you delete your Instagram. Maybe you take a bath. Maybe you do a ritual. Whatever, you know, feels really nurturing for you right now, I just invite you to give yourself that, because you deserve it just as much as anyone else. So if you are ready to be part of a community that really supports you, especially in pivotal times like this, I know it is really hard to meet conscious people in general, let alone when you are quarantined at your house. And I am so grateful that for the past 7 months, we have been cultivating a community of 2,000 spiritual soul sisters that are so deeply coming together right now in this pivotal moment, sharing everything from their, you know, do-it-yourself recipes to how they're coping with being at home with their husbands and or their boyfriends, or being single, to, you know, learning about themselves, learning about their dharma, learning about their purpose, to just the rides and the waves that we're experiencing right now. We talk about all of this in Rose Gold Goddesses. We have all of my masterclasses available for you, from my Awaken Your Powers masterclass, which is so potent at this time because it's all about activating the powers that you hold within yourself. It's co-facilitated by my friend Shaman Durek, who you may know. We are right now doing a special offer. So if you sign up for an annual membership, you will also get my Sex Money Magic Masterclass for free, which is a value of $500, co-hosted by my dear friend Alexandra Roxo. So this masterclass is all about tapping into abundance, sacral chakra energy, goddess energy, embodiment, your relationship with your physical body, all of that stuff, so potent. We have my talks at Google, Facebook, Discover Your Dharma 10-day course. I record meditations in there, my womb meditation, yoni meditation, menstrual meditation. Each month we work with a new goddess energy. So this month we are working with goddess Kali Ma, all about radical rebirth and transformation. And I write, again, more rituals and meditations and journaling prompts and everything to support you at this time. We have member-led workshops, opportunities for you to share your workshop with the community. We've had everything from, you know, dealing with your finances at this time and up-leveling your abundance mindset, to breath work, to overcoming stress, to handling this as an empath, so much more. Member-led workshops live on Zoom, so you're able to ask questions, dive deep, have discussions. Virtual goddess circles we're doing right now, so you could share what you're moving through. Expert-led workshops from many of the Highest Self podcast guests. We have Chandrish back on this month to dive deeper into Goddess Kali. Gina David talking about working with the goddess archetype. It is a spiritual wonderland in there. So if you resonate with this podcast, if you listen to this podcast, if you like anything that I share, you will love Rose Gold Goddesses. It is really like being in a world where you're interacting with the people who resonate deeply with this and are going so much deeper with this work. It is where I show up, you know, on a daily basis. I'm thinking about transitioning away from Instagram, honestly, because there's so much noise going on in there. But what I love about Rose Gold Goddesses, it's our own social network. So we're able to talk about the things that we want to talk about, that lift us up, that raise our vibration, that increase consciousness, that are productive, that aren't just fear projections. Projections and vomiting. So if you never see me on Instagram again, it's because I'm just hanging out in Rose Gold Goddesses. So I invite you to join. You know, right now is the time. I know that Source guided me to create Rose Gold Goddesses for moments like this, you know, where we need it most. And this year is going to be continual moments of really looking deeper within ourselves so we can propel forward. And we need a conscious community. We simply can't do it without one. So I really invite you right now, if you're hesitant on, you know, investing in yourself, if you're hesitant on working on your spiritual growth, I really want you to know that your spiritual health is more important than anything. Your spiritual health is the foundation of your emotional, mental, and physical health, because it all deeply begins within. So you are worth it. You are so beyond worth it. You are worth all the support, all the love, all the guidance. And please don't let the fears of others make you miss out on that, because you're just at the beginning of your dharma. You're just at the beginning of your journey. Things are going to be so much more beautiful than you could ever potentially imagine. And we need to be surrounded by a community that reminds us of that, so we can continue to remain anchored in the light and hold that vision for others too. So come join me in Rose Gold Goddesses. You will find that link in the show notes. Again, it is rosegoldgoddesses.com. And I'm so excited to connect with you deeper in there. If you loved this episode, I would love to send you a free gift, which is the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. This is a different book than Eat Feel Fresh, my first book ever, which is not released anywhere. And I am gifting it exclusively to those who leave a review of my podcast in the iTunes store. So all you got to do is head over to iTunes, where you may be listening to this podcast, and leave a review. Take a screenshot that you've left it and email it over to me at sahara@eatfeelfresh.com. Again, that's Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com. And I will send you back the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type, which goes all into Ayurveda, doshas, plant-based nutrition, body types, all of the things, in a really fun and engaging way. So this is my gift to you for free for supporting the podcast. Every single review I personally read, it really helps the podcast be listened to by more people, so we can raise the vibration of the planet together. And I am so grateful to have you on this journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode. Namaste.